Hey everyone, and welcome back to AI Unraveled. It's your shortcut to understanding this crazy world of AI. I'm your host, and today we're diving into the AI explosion that was February 17th, 2025. So much happened on that day. It felt like the entire field was just moving at warp speed. And hey, before we get started, don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button over on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out and keeps you up to date with all the latest AI news and insights. All right, so to help me unpack this absolute whirlwind of a day, I've got our AI expert here with me. So what really stood out to you about this particular day?
You know, I think is so fascinating is how AI is impacting like so many different areas all at once. We saw major developments in research, and then you see applications popping up in unexpected places like pro sports, and even some serious ethical and regulatory questions coming to light. I think it really highlights how AI is becoming more and more intertwined with like every aspect of our lives.
Yeah, it's everywhere you look now. Okay, so let's start with the research side of things. Perplexity made some serious waves with the launch of their deep research feature. Not only did they go head-to-head with OpenAI, they made it freemium, 5 free deep dives per day for anyone. So what does this mean for the average person who's just interested in AI? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a huge step towards democratizing access to these really powerful AI tools. Imagine you no longer need to be a big corporation or a researcher with deep pockets to actually explore like the capabilities of advanced AI. You know, this kind of open access could lead to a surge in innovation as more and more people can experiment and develop new applications.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's kind of like how the internet went from being this niche thing for academics and techies to something everyone uses every single day.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Perplexity isn't messing around. Their model actually outperformed Google and Elon Musk's xAI on the humanities last exam benchmark. Yeah. Which basically tests how well AI can reason and solve problems like a human. They didn't quite beat OpenAI, but it's a clear sign that the competition in this space is seriously heating up.
And they're coming in strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. The CEO even had some fun with it, saying he mogged OpenAI's CEO on X. Which, you know, for those who don't know, it's basically saying he straight up outdid him in a very, very public way. It seems even the world of AI has its share of rivalries and trash talk.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, these are still companies competing for market share and recognition. A little personality can definitely spice things up.
Yeah.
Especially in a field that can get pretty technical.
For sure. Now, speaking of unexpected applications, the NBA really surprised everyone by going all in on AI and robotics at their All-Star weekend. Yeah. And we're not just talking about, you know, using AI for scouting or analyzing player stats. They had robots on the court helping players train.
And even interacting with fans, it's like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. It is. It's a fantastic example of how AI is moving beyond the theoretical and into the real world in ways that I think a lot of us just didn't imagine. We saw Stephen Curry practicing with ABE, the automated basketball engine, which can rebound and pass, allowing players to just focus on specific skills.
That's wild. It's like having a tireless practice partner who never gets tired or complains.
Exactly. And then there's KIT, the Kinematic Interface Tool, which is more about player well-being. It provides companionship and motivation during workouts, almost like a robotic cheerleader.
That's pretty cool. I can't help but think how different training would have been back in the day with a robot buddy to cheer you on. I mean, what about those MIMIC robots, the ones that can mimic the plays of other teams? That seems like a total game changer for practicing against specific opponents.
Yeah, I mean, they're essentially giving players a chance to practice against a super realistic simulation of their opponents. It's taking training and strategy to a whole new level.
Yeah, that's next level stuff. Okay, so we've got AI shaking up the research world and changing the game in pro sports. Where else are we seeing this kind of impact?
Well, this is where Meta enters the picture. They announced a pretty surprising move into humanoid robots, which seemed to come a bit out of left field, considering their focus on the metaverse.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be all about virtual reality and avatars, not physical robots. What's their strategy here?
Well, they're not actually trying to build their own branded robots. Instead, they're aiming to create a software platform, much like Android for smartphones. But for robots, they want to be the brains behind the bots, if you will.
Interesting. So other companies would build the physical robots, and Meta would provide the software that makes them intelligent and capable.
Exactly. And their initial focus seems to be on household robots, with potential partnerships with companies like Unitree and Figure AI.
So we could be talking about robots that can help with chores, assist with elderly care, or even just provide companionship. That's a vision of the future that suddenly feels a lot closer.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that AI isn't just about complex algorithms and research papers. It has the potential to revolutionize our everyday lives.
Yeah.
in very tangible ways.
Yeah, that's for sure. Speaking of revolutionizing things, let's talk about how AI is evolving beyond just pattern recognition and into something that looks a lot more like logical deduction and problem solving. There's this concept called chain of thought reasoning, or COT, which seems to be kind of a big deal right now.
Yeah, COT is essentially allowing AI to think in a more structured and logical way. Instead of just finding patterns in data, it can actually break down problems into steps and use reasoning to arrive at solutions.
Okay, so it's like teaching AI to think like a detective, following clues and making deductions to solve a case.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. IBM is making significant strides with COT, but what's really surprised everyone is this company called DeepSeek. Their R1 model, which uses COT, is achieving performance on par with OpenAI, but they're doing it with a much smaller and seemingly less resource-intensive model.
So it's not just about who has the biggest, most powerful AI anymore. It's about finding clever ways to make AI think smarter, not just harder.
Exactly. And this could have huge implications for making AI more accessible and efficient. If you don't need massive data centers and computing power to achieve high performance, it opens up so many possibilities.
It's like finding a shortcut to AI brilliance. Mm-hmm. Now, before we get too carried away with the positive developments, we need to address the elephant in the room, the darker side of AI. The Senate passed a bill specifically targeting deepfake pornography, which is pretty disturbing example of how AI can be misused.
Yeah, it's a crucial step towards tackling the misuse of AI for harmful purposes. Deepfakes, which are essentially these hyper-realistic fake videos, can have devastating consequences, especially when used to create non-consensual explicit content. This legislation criminalizes the distribution of such content and forces websites to take them down.
Yeah, it seemed like a necessary measure to protect people from this kind of abuse.
Yeah.
And Senator Cruz, who was a strong advocate for the bill, really emphasized the impact this has on victims. Mm-hmm. Especially young girls, giving them a way to fight back against this kind of exploitation.
Yeah, and it's a reminder that as powerful as AI is, it's a tool that can be used for good or bad. And as a society, we need to be very conscious of the ethical implications and put safeguards in place to prevent harm.
Absolutely. You know what else is pretty incredible? Before we jump to the next topic, we need to take a quick pause to thank all of you amazing listeners for making AI Unraveled possible. As you know, the show is completely free, and that's thanks to your generous donations. So if you're enjoying the show and want to help us keep it going, you can find those donation links in the show notes. Every little bit helps us continue bringing you these insightful and engaging deep dives into the world of AI. Okay, now, where were we? Ah, yes, the ethical implications of AI.
It's a complex issue, and this deepfake legislation is just one example of the challenges we're facing. As AI becomes more sophisticated, we need to make sure that it's used responsibly and ethically.
Right, because for every positive application, there seems to be a potential for misuse. And with AI advancing so rapidly, it's a race to keep up and make sure we're not creating more problems than solutions.
Absolutely. It's a balancing act between fostering innovation and ensuring responsible development.
Okay, so we've talked about research breakthroughs, AI in sports, the potential of humanoid robots,
yeah,
and some of the ethical concerns. But the news just kept coming that day. Let's shift gears and do a rapid-fire round of some other notable AI developments from February 17th. You ready?
Yeah, bring it on. Always up for a good AI news blitz.
First up, Elon Musk's xAI released Grok 3, claiming it to be the smartest AI on Earth. Do you think it lives up to the hype?
Well, you know Musk is known for his bold claims. We'll have to wait and see how Grok 3 performs in real-world applications. But it definitely adds fuel to the fire of the AI arms race.
Well, you're sure. Speaking of competition, OpenAI didn't just sit back and watch. They released an updated version of their 4.0 model. With improvements in writing coding and following instructions, looks like they're not letting Perplexity steal their thunder.
OpenAI is a powerhouse in the AI field, and they're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. I think this update shows they're really committed to staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah, seems like they're feeling the pressure. Then we have Figure AI, the robotics startup, potentially securing a whopping $1.5 billion funding round, which could value them at almost $40 billion. That's a lot of faith in the future of robots.
It's a clear indication that investors see enormous potential in the robotics industry. And Figure AI seems to be positioned as like a major player in this space.
They're one to watch for sure, not to be outdone. Google rolled out memory upgrades for their Gemini Advanced model, allowing it to remember past conversations.
Oh, wow. That's a big one. This is a game changer for conversational AI. Being able to reference past interactions makes the experience much more natural and engaging, almost like talking to a human who remembers your previous conversations.
That's pretty impressive. And then there were rumors swirling about Apple integrating AI features into their Vision Pro headsets. Things like writing tools, personalized emojis, and image generation. Seems like everyone's trying to get a piece of the AI pie.
Apple is known for its seamless integration of hardware and software, so it's not surprising to see them exploring AI as a way to enhance their products.
Makes sense. And last but not least, OpenAI rejected Elon Musk's offer to buy the company. Apparently, even $97.4 billion wasn't enough to convince them. Looks like they're determined to chart their own course.
OpenAI's rejection of Musk's offer, I think, really underscores their commitment to remaining an independent force in the AI landscape.
Yeah, they want to do things their way.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a whirlwind tour of just some of the AI news that dropped on February 17th. It's almost overwhelming to think about how much happened in just one day.
Mm-hmm.
What does this tell us about the state of AI in 2025?
I think it highlights how AI is evolving at an incredible pace, touching practically every aspect of our lives, from research breakthroughs to everyday applications. From the excitement of innovation to the challenges of responsible development, it's clear that AI is shaping the future in very profound ways.
It's both thrilling and a little bit intimidating, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to stay informed and engage in these conversations. The future of AI isn't predetermined. It's being shaped by the choices we make today.
Well said. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here on AI Unraveled. We want to help you understand the complexities of AI, the opportunities and the challenges, so you can be a part of this crucial conversation.
And we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on these developments? What excites you most about the future of AI? What concerns you? Join the conversation on our social media channels and share your insights.
Before we wrap up part one, I wanted to remind all of you amazing professionals out there that AI Unraveled reaches thousands of listeners just like you, folks who are passionate about the future of technology. If you're looking to spread the word about your business or service, consider advertising with us. We'd love to help you connect with our incredible audience. You can find more information on our website or reach out to us directly.
Now let's take a quick break and then come back for part two, where we'll delve deeper into some of the specific AI developments that really stood out on this momentous day. Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we were talking about that crazy amount of AI news that hit us on February 17th, 2025. Now let's take a closer look at some of those individual developments and what makes them so significant.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready to go deeper.
Yeah.
One of the things that really caught my eye was how AI is being used to tackle some of the world's biggest challenges, like ocean conservation. You know, it's not the first thing that comes to mind when you think about AI, but it's some really impactful work.
Yeah, it's a great example of how AI can be used as a force for good. Scientists are using AI to analyze these massive amounts of data about our oceans, including satellite imagery and readings from underwater drones. And this data helps them track whale populations, monitor the health of coral reefs, even predict illegal fishing activity.
Wow. So it's like giving conservationists a superpower.
Yeah.
Allowing them to see and understand the oceans in ways that were never possible before.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about monitoring. They're using this data to create more effective conservation strategies and promote sustainable ocean development. It's pretty amazing. AI is helping us protect one of the most vital ecosystems on the planet.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff. And it's not just limited to the oceans. Researchers are also using AI to try to understand animal emotions. Now, that might sound a little far-fetched, but they're making some real progress by analyzing animal vocalizations and body language.
It's fascinating. Imagine being able to actually understand what animals are feeling. It could revolutionize animal welfare, improve our interactions with animals, and even lead to breakthroughs in conservation efforts.
It's like breaking down the communication barrier between humans and other species.
In a way, yeah. Using AI to gain a deeper understanding of the creatures we share this planet with.
That's a really cool thought. Okay, so we've seen how AI can be a force for good in research and conservation. But we also need to talk about the flip side, the concerns around AI regulation and the potential for misuse. South Korea made headlines by halting downloads of DeepSeek's AI apps over privacy concerns. That's a pretty big deal.
It is. It highlights the growing global concern over data privacy and the need for clear guidelines around AI development. As AI systems become more and more integrated into our lives, we need to make sure that our data is protected and used responsibly.
And it's not just about privacy. There's also the potential for AI to be used to spread misinformation or even manipulate financial markets. A study from the UK warned about AI-generated fake news triggering bank runs. That's a scary thought.
It is a stark reminder that AI can be a double-edged sword. as powerful as it is, it can also be used for malicious purposes. That's why responsible AI development and robust regulation are so crucial. We need to make sure that AI is used to benefit society, not harm it.
It really feels like we're at a crossroads with AI. The potential is incredible, but so are the risks. So what do you think is the most important thing we need to do to make sure AI is used for good?
Well, I think it starts with education and open dialogue. We need to have conversations like this one, where we explore both the positive and the negative aspects of AI. We need to involve diverse voices from all sorts of different fields to help shape the future of AI development.
It's about making sure AI is aligned with human values and goals. It's not just about the technology. It's about how we choose to use it.
Exactly. That's where all those ethical considerations come in.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground, from that groundbreaking research to all those unexpected applications, from the promise of positive change to the very real potential for harm. I mean, February 17th, 2025 was really a day that captured the full spectrum of AI's impact on our world.
Yeah, it was a day that really forced us to confront both the excitement and the anxieties around this rapidly evolving technology.
It definitely was. So as we wrap up part two, I want to leave you with this thought. With AI evolving so rapidly, it's easy to feel kind of overwhelmed or even powerless. But we have to remember that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI, whether it's staying informed, engaging in discussions, or advocating for responsible development. Our voices matter.
The future of AI isn't predetermined. It's being written right now. And we're all part of that story.
Welcome back to AI Unraveled. We've talked about those incredible advancements in AI, from the research to the real-world applications, and we've also touched on those ethical considerations and the need for responsible AI development. But before we wrap up our deep dive into February 17th, 2025, I want to shift gears a bit and talk about something a little closer to home.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about how AI is changing the game in pro sports like basketball, but what about the impact on, you know, everyday life, specifically the future of work? AI is automating tasks at an unprecedented rate.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are understandably concerned about, you know, what this means for their jobs.
Yeah, it's a valid concern. I mean, there's no doubt that the nature of work is changing. And AI is a major driving force behind that shift. But I think instead of viewing it as a threat, it's more helpful to see it as an opportunity.
An opportunity. How so?
Well, think of it this way. AI can take over those repetitive, mundane tasks, freeing up human workers to focus on more creative, strategic, interpersonal aspects of their jobs. This could lead to, you know, more fulfilling and meaningful work experiences.
So it's not about replacing human workers, but augmenting their capabilities.
Yeah.
And allowing them to focus on higher value tasks.
Exactly. It's about collaboration, not replacement. Humans and AI working together can achieve far more than either could on their own. Take the field of medicine, for example. AI can analyze medical images, assist with diagnoses, and even perform surgeries with incredible precision.
But that doesn't mean doctors are going to be out of a job, right?
No, of course not. It means doctors can spend less time on those routine tasks and more time focusing on patient care building relationships and making those critical decisions that really require human empathy and intuition.
So it's like AI is taking care of the technical details, allowing humans to focus on that human element.
Exactly. And this applies to so many other professions as well. In manufacturing, you've got AI-powered robots that can handle dangerous or repetitive tasks, while human workers oversee the process, ensure quality control, and make those strategic decisions. And then in customer service, you have AI chatbots that can handle those basic inquiries, freeing up human agents to deal with more complex issues that require a personal touch.
It sounds like the key here is adaptability. Workers who can embrace new technologies and learn to work alongside AI will be the ones who thrive in this, you know, this evolving job market.
Absolutely. Lifelong learning and upskilling are more important than ever. We need to equip ourselves with the knowledge and skills to navigate this AI-powered future.
So there's a shift in mindset as much as anything else. We need to see AI not as a threat, but as a tool that can enhance our capabilities and create new possibilities.
I couldn't agree more. And this brings us back to that central theme of our deep dive today. February 17th, 2025 was a day that showcased that incredible potential of AI, but it also underscored the importance of responsible development and thoughtful integration.
It's a reminder that we have a choice in how we shape this technology. We can either let it control us, or we can harness its power to create a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
We're at a pivotal moment in human history. AI is rapidly transforming our world, and it's up to us to guide its trajectory. Let's make sure that AI is used ethically responsibly and for the benefit of all humankind.
Well said. And with that inspiring thought, we wrap up our deep dive into the AI explosion of February 17th, 2025. It was a day of groundbreaking advancements, thought-provoking discussions, and a renewed sense of urgency to shape the future of AI in a way that benefits everyone.
It really was.
A huge thank you to our creator and producer, Etienne Newman. Etienne is a senior AI engineer and, in his spare time, a dedicated soccer dad from Canada. His passion for AI and his commitment to making it accessible to everyone is what drives this show.
And we also want to thank all of our amazing listeners for tuning in. Your support means the world to us. And if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. The more people we can engage in this crucial conversation, the better equipped we'll all be to navigate this AI-powered future that lies ahead.
That's right. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay connected.